Welcome to the Delling Pod with me, James Dellingpole. I've got a really great podcast, as per usual, lined up for you today. It's with a fellow Spectator contributor, Robert Jackman. And Robert Jackman, like me, is a lockdown skeptic, and he tells me all about his adventures in breaking the lockdown. And he tells me other interesting things besides, like, for example, how to get really good seats in the theatre for not very much money. Anyway, I think you're going to enjoy this podcast very much. If you want to listen to it now, do please subscribe on my Patreon page. I'm building up a really good community of like-minded people. I call it the Dellingpole Cafe, or the Cafe Dellingpole. It's like a cafe where the coffee's really good and I choose the music and everyone likes my music and everyone there is simpatico. So please join my Patreon and don't miss out. Otherwise, of course, you can wait a few days and listen to the podcast free. Thank you for listening. Bye. To enable them to have functioning businesses.
Yeah. And I think it's not just the economy. I mean, I think the thing that scares me is just how little discussion there is about the moral value of freedom in itself. You know, a few weeks ago, we'd effectively criminalised going outside. And you had people talking about phoning their neighbours and reporting people to the police. You know, you were having people moved on in parks for sitting down on a bench. And I think, even leaving the economy aside, they're just, apart from a few voices, you know, Jonathan Sumption was very good on this, the former Supreme Court judge. You know, there really didn't seem to be a sense that people should be free to make responsible decisions. And by all means, you know, nudge them towards making those decisions. Like, you look at what's going on in Sweden. They are social distancing. They are shielding older people. But you can still go to a restaurant. You can still meet in groups of 50, I think, which is quite a lot.